Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Mommy Monday to you. You're listening to Mommy Angelus Radio. It's Kristen and Laura here. Hi, I'm Kristen Cruz, and joining me tonight is Laura Nickerson.
Hello. Hello. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Happy post-Thanksgiving to you and everybody that's listening. We're kind of a micro-local travel LA best-of show, but we have, you know, family all over the country listening. So thank you for listening, and may we wish you all happy holidays. It's in full swing now, ain't it?
It is. There's no avoiding it. It is the holiday season. We have survived Thanksgiving. Did you have a lot of family in town?
Oh, M-mo-fo-G. You guys, I can say that because I'm listening to the Andrew Sisters and Bing Crosby right now, and I think that balances out anything naughty because they're
totally.
So good. Right? But, you know, I just today, not long ago, guys, I came back from Bob Hope Airport and taking my mother-in-law there by myself with two kids. Because, of course, Fireman Matt's at the fire station where it's safe, which is ironic.
Yeah. Well, why not?
Why
not make it more fun? You know, why not? Why not add an extra level of skill sets to the drop off?
Exactly. I got to make it harder on myself, or I get bored. Let's just be honest.
Sure.
So I did. Right. I had 10 people in my new house that you know I've just gotten into and settled into way out in Santa Clarita, and you guys know all the stories about the rats and the mice and the centipedes and the lizards and the gophers and the, you know, and the partridge and the pear tree all living in my house, so plus the 10 relatives. So it has been an interesting week, but I got to tell you what, we pulled it off. High five me and my husband. Deserve that. Yeah, high five. We deserve it. Everybody high five. Boom, who just hosted their family for Thanksgiving. Up in the air. Kapow.
Yes,
so, you know, we now have to go get our little weekend getaway to kind of recoup. Well, who am I kidding? That's probably not going to happen till January. But what I mean by that is going down the street to the Hilton and spending the night down in, like, the Valencia Town Center. It's not far or fancy, you know what? It's a getaway.
It's so funny. You said, like, oh, we're not going to be able to get away until January. I was thinking, I'm not going to be able to get away until 2025.
I know. That's so true, right? Well, listen, if we can just wrap up this holiday season, I mean, now it's going to go fast and furious. Because before, you know, you kind of lumber towards the Thanksgiving, and then you've got who's going to cook what and where are we going. And bless my husband's heart, he cooked the entire meal. Fireman Matt blew it up. It just was amazing. I opened bottles of wine. I did not, you know, and I did, like, tablescaping.
Well, you know, stick with what you know. Stick with what you know.
Just sit there and look pretty. So, but he's a fabulous cook. I'm very lucky, very blessed for having to cook an amazing meal. But now that that's wrapped up and, you know, dishes are done and family's out, this last month of the year, I think, really flies. I mean, don't you find the same thing, Laura? It just goes.
It goes a little too fast, and what I'm sitting here right now thinking about tonight is Christmas lists and holiday gifts and what do I give and how do I organize my house enough so that I have room for all of those gifts, because it gets really, really overwhelming.
Yeah, it's like the old George Carlin thing. You remember his stand-up where he would say, like, people buy more stuff and then they got to get storage spaces to put the stuff that they had and then they got more stuff, you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. Like, that's what we do. We've got stuff. Everywhere.
Yeah, we're so piled up that something's got to go, and I'm thinking at moments it might just be my husband.
It's just taking up too much room, because it's not going to be my shoes, okay? It's not going to be the shoe closet.
No, no, no.
Sorry, honey. There's
not
a pecking order. No way, man. But you're right, Laura, very good point. We've got tons of stuff, and it's piled up, and God knows we all try to organize ourselves as best we can, but it's just not easy, and that is why we've asked our special guest, Jed Gold, the CEO and co-founder of the Archive app, onto the show tonight. He himself is a daddy. He knows what this is about. When you've got tons of things piling up around you, my kid today, I emptied out her backpack, and I had crumpled papers. Some were nice, some were not. Mm-hmm. I got to look through and sift through it all, the keepers and the throwawayers. And then the pile of, like, oh, my gosh, this is cute. This goes up on the fridge. But then what do you do with it? So Jed's exactly. going to help us out. Good evening, Jed. Thanks for being here. We're so happy you joined us.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you again. I've seen your company grow, Archive, over the last few years, leaps and bounds.
Yeah, Kristen, you've been a huge supporter. I appreciate it.
Yes, you know it. And you know, Jed's been on Coast with me before. And we've talked about this because I think that parents really need to know about it, know how it works. And before you start asking questions, oh, yeah, but does it do this? Oh, yeah, but how do I share? Oh, yeah, but is it secure? Oh, yeah, but I like that paper feel. I don't want to just digitally save my kids' work. I like to touch it and hold it. Well, guess what? Jed has come across all of those questions and needs from parents just like me and you and made mm-hmm. sure that Archives takes care of all of those hopes, dreams, wishes, and problems you have, and does it all. Really, literally, is your personal assistant. So we want to talk about Archive because it's like Laura and I are saying, crazy Christmas time, lots of arts coming home, lots of piled stuff. How does Archive help busy moms be organized moms?
Yes. Well, thank you for the great introduction. And I'm not going to say we've thought about everything. We've thought about a lot. And being a dad definitely helps because I've experienced the pain myself, right? Mm-hmm. It actually started because my six-year-old at the time caught me throwing away her artwork. Has it ever happened to you?
But
oh,
you get that look from your
big fit about it.
You get that look
guilt.
Like, how dare you?
It's horrible.
Right?
I've gotten that. I've gotten caught before throwing it away. I'm gonna just admit it. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens. And they don't understand how you could possibly be throwing their stuff away. However, with Archive, it all changes for you because those kids start to learn actually that once it's in Archive, it's completely safe, and then they feel comfortable throwing it away. So my girls, now 7 and 10, actually will create something, or they'll bring something home, they'll get my phone, they'll say, Daddy, can we archive this? And then they take it and they recycle it for us, which is perfect.
Jed, this is Laura, and I haven't used this so far. Hi. And once I started looking into it, I got really excited. But just for everybody listening out there, can you just explain exactly how it works? You take your kids' artwork out of their backpacks, you don't throw it away,
Of course. So you've got two options, actually, and a lot has changed, Kristen, since we last talked, so this is good.
Yeah.
So two options for parents. Option one is you download the app. You set up an account for each of your kids. You put in their name and their age or their grade. Anytime they come home with artwork or you want to pull out a box of that artwork you've got piled up, you simply take a picture of the art. You pick which child created it. It automatically tags the image with their name, their age or grade, and the date. It's all stored chronologically, and then whenever you want, or at the end of the year, you hit print, and we send you a coffee table book of your kid's entire year of work. So
that's so cool.
Is that so awesome? And the upgrade that I found so different since last I spoke to Jed, was the book, the paper book that you get, you aren't missing anything with tangibility or having it up on the shelf or being able to send it to grandma or grandpa who, like my mom, still doesn't even have an iPhone. Her phone flips open and she needs the actual hold in your hand paper artwork. These books are genius. Did that come from parents asking you for it? Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, it came from parents, from hearing it, of course, from different families, and just from my wife and I sort of talking about the fact that wouldn't it be great to actually have this to keep. And when we printed it out, the first one, and our kids got to see themselves published, right, in this, like, beautiful, super high-quality hardcover book, it really almost feels like a museum gallery-type book, and art that's... Even art that's sort of not, we'll call it fantastic, right? Scribbles, et cetera, looks 100 times better in a beautiful book. You'll be shocked.
Okay. Jed, I have to ask you about that because I have two thoughts about this. When I think about the kids always wanting to have their artwork be saved and they can upload it to the site, but that doesn't mean you can't delete it later, correct?
Well, you can. So here's the thing. So we offer unlimited storage in the cloud for free. So it's not taking up any space on your phone. And if you lose your phone, which has happened to so many family parents, I cannot even begin to tell you,
yes,
where someone's had a phone stolen, or we had one tragic story of an archive user whose house burned down, and they lost literally everything. And I got an email from the mom asking if we still had her daughter's artwork, because that was one like really personal thing that her daughter, that she felt if she could recapture for her daughter. So we obviously sent her a book of all of her work, and she was just astounded that existed for her. So that was really nice.
That is really cool.
It's an amazing thing, and I got to say, if you're thinking about Christmas coming up, it's a gift that keeps on giving, too. Archiveapp.com is how you're going to find out more about it. It's one of our preferred friends on the MomAngelus.com website that does such great work that we needed to tell you about it, so it's on there as well. Easy links for you to find out more about Archive. And, you know, like I just moved into my new house. Your house, if you've ever moved, some of the last stuff is the paperwork, you know, which boxes, all the paperwork, the artwork and stuff like that. It is so easy to lose it, to misplace it, to mistreat it. It is so much easier to leave it in the hands of, you know, this museum quality storage and archiving system that Jed has to keep it safe for you. Talk about worry free. I mean, it's one of those like set it and forget it type of things where we just don't have to worry anymore, right? And then the greatest thing is you can get that book at the end of the year and you can have literally a stack. I mean, go look on the website. They're gorgeous books. You can have a stack of them year after year after year. Each kid has their own, like Jed said, and I didn't even think about this, your kid has their own published work. How good that must feel for your child to be able to see it like that.
Here are a few other fun things. We actually just released a new version of the app today, and one of the new features is Budsies. Have you heard? Do you remember Budsies? Have you heard of Budsies yet?
No.
Tell me.
I'm not
so
cool Budsies, enough. Tell me.
Budsies was on Shark Tank, I think, last year, where you can turn a piece of artwork into a custom plush stuffed animal. So now in Archive, any picture that you upload, you hit the Budsies icon, and you can instantly turn that piece of art into place an order so that your child gets their drawing as their own stuffed animal in the mail.
Dude, that is so genius.
Gift.
That's a fun one, right?
That is so sweet. Can you
do
other things with those artworks, like make a cup
sure
or anything else?
We just added that as well. So mugs, dog beds. I saw someone today ordered a whole set of napkins from their kids' artwork that they're going to use for their holiday party in a few weeks. Shower curtains, duvet covers, you name it. It's all in there now.
Oh, my gosh. And what a great gift to give, like, the grandma, grandpa, or even to gift your kid to see their artwork come to life. This is why,
puzzles.
You know, it's all puzzles, that fun games.
Right,
my mom would
artwork?
Love that. Yes. You know,
Jed, can I ask you, because the holidays are coming up quite rapidly. I don't know if you've heard, but is there a chance that people can order things and upload things and have them turn around in time for the holidays?
You sure can. So we're shooting for next Friday to be our end of order date for books. And most of the products that we offer, the Budsies you can't. The Budsies take longer. So those won't be shipped until January. But everything else you've got certainly this week and most of next to get your stuff in.
Okay, as we wrap it up, because we've just got about a minute left with Jed, and we've gotten so much out of this already, I'm so excited. Can you tell us, what are we looking at spending? Because I'm sure you'd love to just give this away, but this is like a lot of data storage, and I'm sure there's all kinds of technical stuff that I don't understand. But what does it cost for us to do this? Yeah.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Jed, real
like,
quickly.
Yes, my goodness, it's way over your head, lady. Okay,
So the app costs $4.99 in the App Store, but with the being part of the Mom Angelus Perks program, you get a $10 book credit if you email us when you sign up for your new account with the subject line Mom Angelus, and we'll put $10 into your account right away. So you get reimbursed plus some for the cost of the app. The books cost anywhere from $25 to $150, depending on how long your book is, right? Just like any printing service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cost depends on length.
That's totally affordable.
And then all the products are also similar. the only other thing that I haven't mentioned yet, which is worth mentioning, because I bet a lot of parents are probably have like really good intentions and mean to do this, but actually don't end up having the time or are too busy. We offer Archive Concierge. So now you can actually ship us all of your artwork. We'll professionally photograph it. We'll turn it into a book for you. We send you a book proof. You get to review it, make any comments, and then we send you the hardcover book. That
no way.
Just go to our website, archiveapp.com. There's a concierge button at the top, and you can get all
the
information, and we'll do all the work for you.
This is the greatest
thing.
I love it. Jed Gold, thank you so much for creating Archive App. It is just the coolest thing. Don't forget the holidays are coming up, obviously. I won't let you guys forget it because I'm Christmas crazy. And it was so much fun. Laura, is this not just making your head spin with ideas of things we can do? I mean, got to get in there. I got to stop throwing away my kids' artwork.
Or don't do the concierge
really
service.
Nice gift this year. I might.
And make firemen not do it.
Yeah.
I'd like that
right?
even better.
Yes. It's great. You're
concierge
helping me clean my house. Oh, God. Exactly. Oh, man, Jed, you're the coolest. Thanks so much. And
all right.
You know,
thanks, ladies. Appreciate it.
Best to you. Best
Thank
to your
you.
Family and happy holidays.
Thanks. You too. Happy holidays.
Jed Gold, CEO and co-founder of Archive. Go to archiveapp.com. Go through momangelus.com, though, and get that $10 off right away. I mean, a $4.99 app, you buy those all day long for your kids. That's nothing. You do that through MomAngelus, and then you actually get money back. Like, it pays for itself, and then you get a gift of $5 to spend. So this thing just
That's
gets
just
better
good
and better.
Business.
Right?
Yeah.
That is just
and you have
good
a great gift.
Business.
And you lessen your parental guilt. It's all good.
Laura, I love you. First, that's right. Lessen my parental guilt and cheers. I need that. Tonight, I am drinking my Caramel Apple Dream Celestial Seasonings, caffeine-free. It is so delightful. I know. It's Christmas
sounds like
fancy,
delightful.
Though.
You need a fireplace. You need a fireplace
I do.
To drink that. It's required.
Do you know what I do? I do, but it's too hot in the valley, darn it. So what I do is I have those fireplace screens. You know, on my TV, the video that plays.
Like a DVD?
Yes. You can get a DVD. I do mine on Amazon.com.
So LA.
Oh, my gosh, it's the best. And then it has the Christmassy music and my crackling fire and my cozy tea. And boom, I'm in the zone. I'm in the Christmas zone,
You're
girl.
You're in the zone. Totally. That sounds fantastic. I got my
Thank
slippers
you
on and I'm going to, I don't know, sip the Sprite or something.
Well, listen, guys, go to our website. MomAngelus.com has this show, an archived show, speaking of archive, of past Mommy Mondays that we've been on the radio. And also you can go to our individual websites to see what we're doing. We're also brewing up some cool stuff for you, things to do locally, videos on YouTube, lots of great information that we're trying out and curating for you so you don't have to do it. You can just enjoy it. We'll get all the tough part out of the way for you. And you can follow at Knickerberger on Twitter for Laura. I'm at Kristen Cruz. You're at Knickerberger on Instagram, right, Laura?
That's right.
Kristen Cruz, that's right, baby. And we'll be with you. So wherever you are online, we'll be there. And we'll be back here next Mommy Monday for another Best of LA show on Mom Angelus Radio. Talk to you later, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
On a green Christmas tree.